Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
What is the number one tool in a manager's toolbox? Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Cruz. It's Monday, which means it's time for Manager Tips, Tools, and Rules. Today, we're going to talk about the amazing power of one-on-one meetings with your direct reports, your team members. But first, have you told all of your manager friends about leadx.org? We offer a free training video every single day on topics like how to give feedback, how to delegate, how to run more effective meetings, and how to achieve extreme productivity. Check it out at leadx.org. So let's dive in. I am here to tell you from firsthand experience that the single most effective tool managers have at their disposal is the weekly one-on-one, the one-on-one meetings held regularly with your direct reports. Before I started holding these kinds of meetings, it just seemed like I was constantly frustrated and shaking my head in shock and wonder as I discovered that, you know, someone was investing resources for an entire quarter in an area that I didn't realize, you know, wasting a lot of time and money. It was shocking when I found out that a freelance writer I hired and who was extremely qualified and experienced went off and wrote a whole lot of material for me that was nothing at all like the content outline I provided for him. I was always shocked when people were going off on a tangent in their line of work and then ended up in just a few weeks far out of alignment with our overall objectives and goals. Once I started holding these weekly one-on-ones, everything changed. And I know this sounds crazy. You know, you think I'm joking. What, do we need more meetings? How do we have time for more meetings? But unlike regular, boring, unproductive meetings that you're familiar with, that we all get sucked into, great leaders know that one-on-one meetings, when done right, are super powerful. So what are one-on-ones? Why are they so important? So one-on-one meetings, or often we just call them one-on-ones. Some people will call them O3s. And if you're gonna like put this on your calendar or take notes, use that term O3 instead of O-O-O, because a lot of people will see O-O-O on your calendar and they think that means out of office. So just write out one-on-one or just O3. So what are they? One-on-ones are simply recurring weekly meetings that you hold with each of your direct reports, and they last about 25 minutes or less. I always schedule 25 minutes, but I find most of the time I'm in and out of them in 15. If you can stick to that weekly schedule, there's not so much stuff to catch up on or to remember or to rehash, and so you kind of move through things more quickly. But that's a big investment of time, right? So if you've got four direct reports, that means you're doing four meetings, four one-on-ones every week, roughly half an hour each. So that's 2 hours of time. If you've got 10 direct reports, now we're talking about 10 individual meetings, half hour each, 25 minutes each, or 5 hours of meeting time every single week. So these meetings had better have high payoff, right? It's such a huge investment of your time. If you've got 10 direct reports, this means your one-on-ones are going to be taking up about 10% of the hours, the work hours in your week, assuming you're working a 50-hour week. So here's what it comes down to. Remember that as a manager, you are ultimately responsible for two things, right? First, you need to get results, those cold, hard business outcomes, those hardcore metrics. And second, you're being paid to engage and retain your team members. You've got to keep your team members, at least your good ones. And O3s, one-on-ones, are great for both of these things, getting stuff done and for retaining your talent. So to begin with, a weekly one-on-one enables you to build a relationship with your team members over time. People will go the extra mile for you if they believe you care about them. But they're not going to do anything for you. They're not going to go out of their way for you if they just think that, you know, in your mind, you see them as a cog in the machine. You view them as a headcount or as replaceable, you know, with somebody else. They're not going to come to you with their new ideas. They're not going to work hard to solve problems or to be creative. They're just going to phone it in. And in fact, Gallup research shows that turnover, people leaving a company, leaving a work team, turnover is 22% to 37% higher on teams where employees don't believe their managers care about them. You know, it's why the famous Gallup Q12, the 12 survey questions that they use to measure engagement, employee engagement. One of the 12 questions is, my supervisor cares about me as a person. I mean, that's how powerful this caring is. So right out of the gates, this weekly check-in helps you to build a relationship and show that you care. And second, you know, my own research, 10 million people in 150 countries, one of the largest employee engagement data pools based on the old Conexa data. Communication is, I believe, the fourth biggest driver of engagement. And, you know, everybody always gets dinged on communication. It's always one of the lower scores over and over. You can try to over-communicate and it's just never enough. You really can't over-communicate. But here's the newsflash. When people say they want more communication, that doesn't mean they want you to talk more. That doesn't mean they want you to send them more emails. It doesn't mean they want more town hall meetings. What it means is they want you to listen more. They want an opportunity to communicate with you and with higher ups. So again, this big driver of employee engagement, which increases their discretionary effort and means they're going to stay in the company longer, this driver of engagement is all about creating this rhythm of communication. You know, if you're doing weekly one-on-ones, and as we dive into how to hold them, one-on-ones are really about your direct reports using that time to share to you. You're primarily listening and jotting notes. I mean, you do have an opportunity to talk. We'll get to that in the agenda, but it's really their agenda, less about your agenda. So when you're saying once a week, hey, Jane, hey, Joe, what's on your mind this week? I mean, how can they not give you a perfect score on communication? Every week, you're asking them to communicate and you have an opportunity to share information with them. So your communication score will skyrocket, your engagement score will skyrocket, and engagement levels and retention will skyrocket. But let's get back to that other thing that you're, of course, paid for as a leader, as a manager, which is cold-hearted business results. So O3s drive alignment. Again, before I did them, I was just always shocked at how people would be working on something I never wanted them to work on. Or I thought my directions, my instructions, if I was sort of being task-oriented, were crystal clear, but they clearly didn't understand me. I failed to communicate because they went off and did something else. When you do one-on-ones right, you're never more than 7 days away from rechecking. What are they working on? Does it align with our goals, with their goals, and with what your expectations are? It is a weekly course correction. You know, they talk about a sailboat is never sailing in a straight line towards its destination. You know, it's always going off one way or another. But as long as you're course correcting along the way, you'll end up where you want to go. So this is a weekly course correction. A fourth benefit, one-on-ones are a forum for you to offer support. So both proactively with positive and constructive feedback, which we all, again, it's an engagement driver and a performance driver, gives you an opportunity to give feedback, and reactively, you have an opportunity to, you know, give them advice when they ask you, or they might need you to make a decision, or they might need you to cut some red tape. So one-on-ones, again, are a weekly calendared time for them to get your support and help. And lastly, this is like just a bonus benefit. This isn't really the reason why to do one-on-ones, but it is a nice benefit. When you start your doing one-on-ones and you stick with them, you are going to be personally way more productive because you're going to all of a sudden save all this time the rest of the week as those annoying got a minute meetings go away. You know what I'm talking about. This is like one of your number one frustrations, right? You're just into your deep work. You're getting into the flow. And then all of a sudden, got a minute? And you know it's a lie. It's never only a minute. So it's 10 minutes, it's 20 minutes, it's 30 minutes. And it's all the time it's going to take for you to like, okay, wait, where was I? What was I doing? Getting back into that flow. So when I first heard about one-on-ones, I said, came from a consultant. I said, you are crazy. I mean, you know, like we all sit in a small little office together. I see them all the time. I have good relationships. What I don't have is time. You know, I don't have time for 5 hours of more meetings every week. You are crazy. And he just said, Kevin, try it on like a new jacket. You know, try it on, wear it around for a day. Well, wear it around for a couple of weeks. If it doesn't fit, take it off. But if it fits, keep it on. So I went in open-minded, suspended disbelief. And again, I found like this was a seminal moment where I all of a sudden became a way better leader and my engagement levels on my team went way better and the productivity of everybody really improved. I mean, this is like gospel to me. This is like religion. I personally hold my one-on-ones on Mondays. I'll get into that, you know, next week why I do that. Monday is for meetings. And what I found is that they are time savers. You know, all of a sudden, everybody feels exactly aligned. Everybody knows what they should be working on. They know if they're doing a good job or not. I'm much more consistent in my praise. I'm much more consistent in my corrective feedback. And I stack all my meetings on Mondays, including I do a team meeting as well on Mondays, and I have virtually no internal meetings the rest of the week because you know you don't need to call many other meetings when there's fewer problems, there's fewer fires to put out. When you get a consistent meeting rhythm, then all those gotta minutes and other things tend to go away. So that's it. Short episode this week, just introducing the concept. Next Monday, we'll start to talk about who, where, and when to hold your O3s. And the Monday after that, I'm going to give you the perfect O3 agenda and some model questions. Have a great week.